Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Gary Sirach being back on the show. Gary is a great member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 5 years he's been hanging out with us. He's a financial planner by day and an author by night on the weekends. He's the author of If Your Money Talk, Whether It's Secrets Would It Tell, also a new book, which is very exciting, The American Dream Revisited. We've been talking about this. We've been teasing you about this book for a long time, and he's here. We're going to talk about the American Dream. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, we're doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing good. So it's good to have you back. And how's the book doing?
Well, it's actually taken off a lot better than the first one, which is cool. We've had a lot more play with this one, and I'm not exactly sure why.
Well, I think a lot of people will connect with the American Dream. And I think we're at a stage in the American Dream where people maybe aren't taking it for granted anymore. I think people are starting to say, well, you know, what is the American Dream? How is it doing? Is it in jeopardy? I think people are asking that question. Gary, what do you think?
Well, I think they really are, and I think they're curious about what the American Dream is today compared to what it used to be, and I think that maybe they're finally getting the idea that the American Dream is a moving target, Jim.
It's an evolving thing, isn't it? We have to think about that. Each generation, as technology and generations come and go, it changes, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. I did a lecture a couple weeks ago, and the group I was talking to, there's probably 50 people, and I started asking them what their American Dream was today, and they told me, I said, okay, I want you to go back 5 years and tell me what it was then. And everybody said, well, it was different. And I said, yeah. And they said, so the American Dream really isn't the same thing? And I said,
no,
of course not.
No.
I said, you know, think about what your dream was when you were 21. I said, of course, you know, you can't really tell anybody what that was. But the point was that, you know, it's just not the same thing. It's always changing.
Well, you know, the American Dream is, and I think something is happening right now, Gary, that's pretty dramatic, and I think the American Dream is under more stress now than it's ever been under. Because you and I, as baby boomers, our American Dream wasn't all that much different from our parents' American Dream. Right? Home ownership, a couple of cars, kids, grow up, you know, have a career, find some kind of financial security, and have, you know, have functioning children who grow up and function and become adults. Those kind of things. Those are the, and live in a country where we can be, where we can enjoy all the, you know, the liberties that come with this country. But I think today the younger generations, the people who are claiming that dream, after, you know, they're claiming it more and more when you and I are gone, I think they have more of a different attitude about their expectations. Are quite a bit different than ours. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you completely, Jim. I think it is under attack, and I think it is in its own way. It's evolving again. And what was my dream and how I looked at life when I was younger is not the same as I see as the young people that are in the coffee shops that I go to pretty much every morning.
Right.
They're all sitting around with their computers working. And I ask them, you know, what are you doing? What kind of work are you doing on your computer? And, you know, they look at me kind of funny until they understand why I ask, and then we have a conversation. Yeah, it's a whole different world.
Well, when you were 25 years old, if you didn't already own a home, you were trying to figure out how to get one.
Oh, I just wanted an apartment, Jim. Yeah, that's all I wanted. Yeah.
But you were thinking about it. You were contemplating a home as soon as you could. If somebody could have snapped their fingers and given you a path to a home at that moment, you would have taken it.
Oh, absolutely.
But the millennials are different. They're putting things off longer. They're committed to different things. I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying that this is changing the American dream.
Oh, I agree with you completely on that. And
the research also shows that they're less entrepreneurial,
which is really interesting to me. I'm curious about that.
And I'm just reporting on the research now. That's not Jim's opinion. That's more than one piece of research shows that.
Well, it's interesting. I was going to ask you about that too, Jim, because realistically, I was curious about your opinion on that, because my opinion is that there's still a lot of entrepreneurs out there. I don't know how to measure who's more entrepreneurial or not.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing is there's a lot of people that are starting businesses. They're just not starting traditional businesses as we know
them. That's part of it. Hey, Gary, hold on to that thought. The book is called The American Dream Revisited by Gary Sirach. Quick break. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.